Hello.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm just working from home at the moment. Is it possible if I could please speak with Tommy, please? Tommy
Carver.
Yeah,
speaking.
Hi, darling. My name's Billy, and I'm calling today from MMA Legal. I have received a message from you. I'm assuming you've got our contact details from your brother and sister. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
No problem. In regards to yourself, I am more than happy to have a conversation with you. Are you all right for me to have a quick call with you? The call will take about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Perfectly fine. So just what I want to explain to you is in regards to yourself, I just want to give you the reassurance that we'll never expect you to pull out evidence or have to prove that any of this has happened to yourself, as your statement is based on enough. As soon as we request your files, we'll be able to locate them anyway. What I am going to do for you, just give me a second, is I'm going to pull up your sister's file as well, just so I can cross-reference everything from there for you. Just give me 2 seconds. Is it Lisa Park, was it?
Yeah, or Tarbert. I'm not sure what name she's under now.
Could I just ask you, we have you down here, I'm assuming have you got the same siblings as David, Derek, Tommy and Graham?
Yeah. Well, I'm Tommy, yeah. Derek. Derek and Graham and David.
Yeah, perfect, no problem. And then Lisa, let me just get that removed over. Lisa. Not an issue. And could I please ask you in regards to yourself, darling, if I am correct, was your mum Helen Lundy and was dad David Tarbert?
Yeah.
Perfect. Not an issue there as well. Now, in regards to yourself, could I please ask you, I'm assuming Tommy, is that short for Thomas?
It's Thomas, yeah.
No problem. And your surname is Tarbert. Is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason, darling?
It is, yeah.
Perfect, no problem. And can I please ask you for the best email address for yourself, please, Tommy?
Yeah, it's tommyt_73@hotmail.co.uk.
Perfect, thank you for that. And what is your date of birth on me, please, Thomas?
16/7/73.
And I am assuming that you're known as Tommy and you're called Tommy, because every time I spoke to your siblings, they've addressed you as Tommy and you put your name as Tommy on the application. No problem there. And could I also please ask you, your sister said when she was growing up, she grew up in the area of Kipton. Is Dunmore Street in Kipton? Would that be the same for
Kipton, yeah.
Perfect, no problem. Thank you for that. And could I also please ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, darling?
No, I have been diagnosed with cancer. I've just been in hospital.
But I've
had an operation and hopefully it's all clear, but I'm obviously waiting to hear back.
No problem. So with you being in that situation at this moment in time, we are able to fast track your case for you. So instead of it being anything up to 12 months, it will be anything up to 6 months for you, darling. Okay.
It's not. They've not classed it as terminal. So just obviously so that you're aware.
I hope that you have such a safe recovery from the operation. I hope everything turns out fine for you. I really do. But because of your circumstances, I can keep it as that for you at the moment. So don't worry.
Yeah. Can I? Excuse me. I know obviously you're cross-referencing things, and obviously I've obviously spoken to my sister, and she's obviously given me your details, but they don't know about that. So can I ask that you...
Okay, let me get that note. Siblings not aware of this, not a problem.
Yeah,
I've decided not to tell, and
I don't want other people to know.
No problem with that. Not a problem. And I do hope that you do have a safe recovery from the operation.
Thank you.
I hope it works out for you. Can I ask you, Tommy, I believe if I am correct, they was explaining that you're the youngest out of them. Is that correct?
No, Lisa was the youngest.
Lisa's the youngest, no problem. How old was you when you was taken into care, roughly?
Well, we were sort of in and out. But when we went in finally, I think I was 7, I think. To be honest, I'm not really sure.
Would you say you start remembering certain things from care at around the age of 7?
I could remember different things. different places that I was in. I wouldn't know dates and things, but I think I know sort of most of the places I was in. There might be others that I couldn't remember.
Do not worry, we'll request yourselves anyway. We don't expect you to remember anything. It's just a brief statement of what you can provide to us so we can locate everything else for you. Now, can I ask you, where do you remember being placed, darling? Where's the first place you remember being placed?
The first place, I think, was... I think Duncan Place. There's sort of two or three where I know I was, but I don't know the order.
Don't worry. Do not worry about the order. Help people remember where they was. But however you remember it, do not hold back. She's in Duncan Place.
How old would you say
you was roughly around at the age of Duncan Place, if you have to guess?
Maybe 5 or 6.
No problem. And how long would you say you was placed in there again, if you just had to guess?
I think it might have been weeks. Weeks or months.
No problem.
It wasn't long term, I don't think.
Do not worry. Where else do you remember being placed, darling?
I remember, I think it was Nimmo Place in Perth.
And how old would you say you was roughly when you was in here?
I think probably around the sort of 5 or 6, 7 mark.
No problem. And how long would you say you was in this place for, darling?
Again, maybe a couple of months.
If you have to guess, no problem.
Yeah.
After here, where would you say you was also placed?
There's a place, Rannoch Moor. There's two places that were sort of similar. The Duncan Place, and I think it's Rannoch Moor, and I think... I want to see Balgowan.
Balgowan, I've heard of that.
I think they were all, you're probably talking about maybe a quarter of a mile. They were actually not far from where the family home was.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably talking within a mile radius, maybe.
And how long would you say you was in Rannoch Moor for?
That one is probably weeks, I think.
Oh, a few weeks, no problem. And then how long would you say Balgowan you was in there for?
I was trying to think of which was which, and I wasn't sure. I think the Balgowan one, that might have been sort of maybe days or weeks, if even that.
Don't worry whatsoever.
Yeah.
Is there any other places on there that you would like me to mention for you?
There was one. I think I was in some place with my mum, Thompson Street. I think that was just with my mum. That was like a women's shelter thing. And that would have been weeks, I think.
No problem whatsoever.
And then there was one on Constitution Road, I think it was. And I think that was just days or weeks, I think. It was near the college on Constitution Road.
No problem. And in regards to yourself, when I was having a conversation with your siblings, they made me aware, if I am correct, that the reason for you to be basically taken away was, I think you're just coming from a broken family, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
No problem, let me just get that on here for you. And in regards to yourself, what I need from you is if for any reason anything was to happen to yourself over the next few months with this claim ongoing, is there anybody that you would be happy to receive this payment on your behalf?
My children.
Your children. Can I just take the name of your eldest child there, please, darling?
Yeah, that's J. Tarbert. J-A-Y.
Tarbert. And is that son?
That's my son, yeah.
No problem. Now, I will need a contact number for him. He won't be contacted or made aware of anything whatsoever. That is just in case we do need to get in contact for the worst circumstance. If you don't have it to hand, you can send that over to me on WhatsApp later on. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
No problem whatsoever. Let me just get that on here for you. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, the best way
these were the ones that I was sort of in and out of, but then there was the two that were the final two. You'll need them, won't you?
Of these, so in and out of these homes from a young age, was confused and young. Was the final two the ones that you was in before you went off on your own then?
Yeah. So these ones sort of, it was back and forward. And then obviously we went to Burnside.
Burnside? And how old would you say you was roughly when you take us to Burnside?
That one, I think I was seven, I think. Seven-ish.
No problem, that's perfect.
How long would
you say you've been Burnside for?
I think it was maybe 7 or 8 months.
No problem. So a good few months, short of a year. Not an issue. And then where was your place after there, darling?
And then it was Carolina House.
Carolina House. And how long would you say you've placed in here for?
That was... you're talking 10. I think if it was 7 or 8, it would have been 10 years.
And you was in there till you was like around 17, 18?
That's correct.
And what area was Caroline House in?
Caroline House, there was two places. It started off on Broughty Ferry Road.
Ferry Road,
in Dundee, and then it moved to Strathmore Avenue.
And was that in Dundee as well?
That was in Dundee as well.
Strathmore Avenue. Thank you so much for that information. What I'm just going to do for you is, he was placed in and out of care from a very young age, where he is to understand what is going on. And can I just ask you, while she was positioned in these care homes, so while she was put in the care of these, not the last two that you was in, so when you went to, say, Duncan Place and Nimmel House, was you having any abuse within these places throughout here, whether it's just children like leaving someone riot?
There was, there would have been sort of other children and that in those places, and there was, I was picked on and things.
For a few years, he was placed in and out of different homes. So I'd say possibly from, say, the age between 5 up until around the age of 7, you was in and out different care homes in between them. Such as... In regards to Duncan House, do you have any memories from here at all, darling?
Not really. Just we were just young.
Would you say the places that affected you most would have been Burnside and Carolina House? Okay.
I mean, the Rannoch Moor and, I can't remember which was sort of which, but those two places was, we were locked in. So, you know, the doors were locked, and obviously when you're that young, it's just, you know, you're
scary, and it's not acceptable whatsoever to be locked away.
And obviously that's, you know, that sort of plays on your mind and that is.
Yeah, most definitely.
And especially at that age as well.
and knowing that you've been separated from your siblings as well.
Yeah.
And of course, paper from what all you know, yeah, at such a young age, you've not been comforted or explained or anything what's going on.
No, you're sort of on your own kind of thing.
And then after you were placed in and out of these care homes, if I am correct, and then at around the age of 7, 8, okay. And then say around the age of 7, 8, he was placed in Burnside care home.
Yeah.
And what was your first memories, or what memories would I, what would you remember from Burnside, darling?
Again, the doors were locked. So you're basically in there. And I could remember something about when you went in as well. I don't know how long it was. I think it was maybe a few weeks. But you weren't out. You didn't get out. I don't know if it was a thing where when you're new to the place, you just didn't get out. And I don't recall any sort of, you know, seeing my dad. Because I think my mum was away at that point, and I think that's how it come to a head, because my mum had been away, and then my dad, obviously, I think he couldn't cope, that's my understanding of it, and then I didn't see my dad for a decent amount of time.
Can I ask you, while she was here, do you remember any staff members' names or anything from here, darling?
There was somebody, Addy, and I think he used to tell stories, and I think that's all I could recall from there. I think he known as Addy, just. I don't know if that was a first name or something, but it was, I think I could vaguely remember story, and he'd tell stories. And I think that's all I could remember, sort of from people.
No problem.
In the place.
Do you remember any time any of the staff members being abusive to you, whether it was verbally or physical in any way, shape or form, whether it was if they're pushing you around, prodding at you, hitting you, using the belt, the sanctuary, anything like that in this place?
Not that I could remember, just the fact that we're locked up and...
Yes, and secluded and left to yourself, really. It's fun.
Yeah, and there was kids that sort of... There was, you were in with sort of older kids and that, and sort of, you couldn't really tell them you were getting picked on, you know, from older kids and that. You were just kind of left to it, you know, so it wasn't sort of, you know, you were, I'm not saying not protected, but... You know,
but you're left alone, and obviously when they're locking you in them rooms with them children, they're not aware of what's going on behind them doors as well.
Which, of course, you need
more aware of these things. Food, if you was on time, would you get food? Or is it the case where if you didn't eat your food on time, you'd go to bed hungry or anything like that?
You got what you got, and it wasn't sort of, you know, you couldn't really sort of, it's not like being with a family, you know, and you're on, obviously I wasn't with my family. I wasn't with my family growing up, and so it's there. You're young. You just get told, you know, that's your meal, and that's it. You know.
And Ian was here. Sorry, let me get that. He was here for a good few months.
Yeah.
Just short a year. And then he was placed in the care of Carolina House, was that?
Yeah.
Carolina House and two places, Dad. So the first place was at Broad Ferry Road where you was placed, darling?
That's correct, yeah.
No, Bradford Road in Dundee first, and then moved to Strathmore Avenue, 8 and 9 years old, till 17, 18, not a problem. And when you first got here, did you feel it was better to be in there, or did you feel like you were worse off?
In Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was better. It was the locked the doors at night and things, but you weren't locked in, so to speak. What you would imagine being in a.
You know,
in a prison,
cell, basically.
Yeah.
And there was more freedom to walk around and play. And when you got here, what's around the place, did you ever feel any abuse of any of the staff here whatsoever?
Not any of the staff, but there was older kids.
Did you ever try and speak up about the older children trying to hit you at all?
Not really. You'd obviously felt threatened, and you're obviously having to, the kids were there all the time. You know, you lived with them. They were effectively your brothers and sisters, and so. You didn't sort of feel like it's probably wouldn't like you can go to your mum and dad and say, Big Brother's hitting me
How would they hit you or anything? Would they ever drag you out of the bed or anything like that? Would be the fists and the legs that they would use?
Just obviously if you're,
don't worry if it's half used again.
If you have a fallout and things, or you're not doing what they want you to do, you know, if things like playing games or watching television, you know, you're the little one, you know, and some of them would just pick on you for fun, you know. There was, I don't remember the person's name, but there was a guy who liked to do, he liked to do, I think it was karate or something, and he would try his moves or whatever on me, and obviously you just had to take it.
Can I ask you, again here, what was the punishments in this place, darling?
You would maybe get your they gave you some, because I remember getting pocket money. I don't know from whether it was straight away or, but you would get your pocket money taken off you. You would get an early bed, or you would be kept in indoors, or you wouldn't, you wouldn't get out if you were old enough to go and go out of the place. You'd be kept in if you'd misbehaved and things.
Can I ask you, did any of the staff members ever assist you towards the showers or watch you or help you shower whatsoever?
Not that I could remember. Maybe to check you were washing yourself. I can't really remember.
Can I ask you here, food, was that always an option?
In what way, sorry?
Sorry, did they ever try and stop you having food, or if they didn't enjoy the food at all, would they force you to eat certain things?
You had what you were given, and if you didn't like it, then you would obviously, that would have been more so when we were younger and things, because it was different in the two.
Did they allow you to smoke or drink at all?
Not myself. That wasn't
No problem.
You know.
When you was taken over to the second part of there, so I believe you said earlier, if I am correct, it was then Strathmore Avenue. Did that then change?
Yeah, that one changed in that in the old place there was a kitchen and they cooked. They had a cook and they cooked for the whole place, I think. And then when it went to the new place, it was individual units anyway, but they had their own kitchen, and from, I can't remember when that started, but we had to take a turn of cooking. I think it was probably geared towards you getting ready to leave.
Just to leave and home.
Yeah, probably, because obviously you're going to be leaving soon enough.
And did any abuse go on while she was in Strathmore House at all?
Just older kids picking on you and things. Nothing from the staff. Some things that I didn't like when I was in there, and obviously I had my sister, because we were always sort of together, but I was used to being sort of on my own apart from my sister, but some of the kids I didn't misbehave or I maybe did at times, but the other kids, you know, there was kids in who were, I was in from, because I was from a broken home, whereas there would be kids in there who had been bad.
A bit feral. Or
it may be not necessarily their fault, but they were in, I think some of them were in there because of their behaviour, and I think some of those kids it was like they got treated because they were misbehaving, they got to go and do things that maybe because they'd been misbehaving. You had a person who looked at, a specific person that looked after you, and I can remember the person who looked after me would maybe make comments like, "You'll need to misbehave so that I could take you out for tea or go to the pictures." But that was in reference to the other kids we were treated differently because they were they were sort of, it's like they needed to try and do stuff with them, but then I was, you know, I felt sort of
left alone,
and I think that's certainly affected me sort of going sort of through sort of my life and that, because I think it affected sort of my things like my education and that, because I stayed on at school until I hadn't really thought about this previously. I think possibly when my kids have been growing up, and I stayed on the school till 6 year, but still only left the school with one higher and five, what do you call them, O grades. And for somebody that's staying on the 6 year at the school should really have had more. I'm not saying it's anyone else's fault, but it wasn't helped because I was just left to myself. They obviously had stuff to deal with, but there was
no excuse.
I don't feel that I was sort of encouraged to do your homework, check that I was doing homework, I was studying, you know, that I was studying in the right way, because obviously I sort of speak to my son, he sort of didn't necessarily want to study, and I'm saying to him, me and his mum we've been separated we're divorced now, but we always encouraged him, and I would always say, look, I never had anyone to encourage me and to guide me.
No, definitely. I did the same with my siblings right now as well.
Yeah. And obviously, I'm trying to use my sort of experiences to sort of guide him and sort of give him my story
To let him know, like, what can happen if, like, it's the best way to be, just stay on track and try and get your education, because it is the most important thing. And I mean, yours is out of your control, where you can help him and guide him the best way. So all you're doing is being a parent there. And that's unfortunately what you should have had back then. Now, even having been taken away from a broken home, you was neglected instantly by put into a situation where they wasn't looking after you or making sure you had the right curriculums that you did need, all the right processes. And it is unfortunate that you have been left for this. What I do need to ask you is, throughout any of this time, sir, by any way, shape or form, was you ever sexually abused? I just need to ask that question.
No.
No problem. That's not an issue. And in regards to yourself, is there any vivid memories which you cannot really like to think back to within these places that you would like me to get jotted down for you, darling? Is there any other memories that I've not taken from you that you would like me to get jotted down today?
Just the lasting sort of effects of it, what I was saying there about the, you know, being sort of left sort of to it. I mean, obviously, after I'd left school, I went to college and did a college course, and then while I was doing that, I had a part-time job in Debenhams department store, and then I'm sort of obviously away from my family and never been sort of close enough to my family and that, because I've not, apart from my sister, but we'd obviously drifted apart, I'm sort of used to being on my own, and I've sort of had friends, and I've had friends from school.
Sure, playing this to me as well.
But sort of, you know, I've sort of drifted apart. When I've changed jobs as well, I've not sort of kept friends and that, and it's actually more my daughter's sort of said these things, because, well, my son says it as well, you know, why don't you stay in touch with people, or, you know, why don't you tell people, you know, talk to people and things, and I think she sort of says that probably stems back to how you are, because of obviously statics. And I mean, they ask questions about, you know, how things were and this was they sort of asked things over the years and that, and then but my daughter's obviously she sort of, you know, she thinks about these things. She's got anxiety and that, but she sort of wants to know what I was like growing up, because she sort of thinks she got it from me.
That could have an impact, yeah. And I feel the same. I totally feel the same from my parents as well, and they understand that. And it's not something that you can blame yourself for. It's just something that she's learnt from being around you. And like you say, that makes you who you are as a person today. And having a relationship with your children, you have done the best thing, and you have... Some people will go down the total wrong route after these things kind of affect me. You can't blame them for this, but it seems to me you've done the best thing since coming out of there, trying to stay on top of your education, getting your life back on track. Now, I understand no money will ever take away the stress and the unfortunate that you've had to deal with in any way, shape or form. But I can reassure you now that's the only way we can get you justice. I will make sure we get you the top end of that back. Same way with your siblings too. Now, again, it's not about the money. But for myself, I've dealt with yourself and the rest of your siblings, and it's unfortunate that you have had to deal with this. I can reassure you throughout any of this process whatsoever, same way as you've done today. I didn't answer the phone because I was on another call, so I do apologise about that.
Uh-huh.
But if there's anything whatsoever I can help you with, or if you have any questions and you want to drop me a message, bob me a message over and I'll let you know where your case is up to. I'll guide you through the whole process, Thomas, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do not hesitate whatsoever. Now, I can reassure you as well, your siblings will never be aware of your current situation. That is not something that we would never disclose your information or your medical records with them in any way, shape or form whatsoever. Even your son, he will not be contacted throughout the whole process. He'll only be contacted if the worst was to happen to you in regards to him receiving your entitlements.
Uh-huh.
Now, could I just please ask you, Thomas, what is your current postcode, darling?
It's DD11.
Yep.
4DJ Delta Juliet.
And what's the door number? What's the door number?
71.
Perfect. And could I please ask you for your current GP surgery's name?
It's the Abbey Health Centre, Arbroath.
No problem. And can I ask you, have you, in regards to now, do you deal with him speaking to you? You understand it's very hard for you to go back to this, but you can have a fluent conversation. I just can tell that it does make you feel quite emotional. Do you suffer with things like anxiety and PTSD? Is it hard for you to go back and think about these kind of times? Is it hard for you to relive these memories and things, darling?
I try sort of not to sort of speak about it, but obviously for the sake of my kids, I'll speak to them about it, because they're, you know, I don't want them to sort of feel that they're left
suffer in silence and they can't speak up and stuff.
Because if they ask something, I don't want to sort of say I'm not speaking about that, because it's I don't want them to sort of to feel sort of how
like they
sort of how I felt when not having anyone to talk to feel comfortable going to speak to them. And you know, I want them to have the best chance to, you know, to not have to worry about things and that, and think that they couldn't talk to me about anything, because obviously it's a different world from when I grew up with everything online and that. And so I'd rather they were speaking to me than bottling it up.
Now, what I've done for you, darling, if you can, I've just sent a text message over to your mobile phone, and it would have come through to your email as well. It will say Zoho document. Will you see if you've had that come through, please, darling?
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, there's a text message, and I'll just see if there's an email.
The text is the same as the email, so don't worry. Whichever way is better for yourself.
Yeah, there's both. I've got both there.
Would you click on the link for me, and it should say proceed to document?
Is that on the email or the text? Which one?
Whatever's easiest for you. If you feel better to use the email or the text, whichever you feel more familiar to yourself.
Right, I'm in on the email. So proceed to document, did you say, yeah?
Yes, please, yeah. And then it should say accept and agree, or agree and accept.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you press that, it should bring you to a box which says signature with a little red dot next to it.
Yeah. Yes.
Once you've clicked on that, there should be a little three boxes that come up with like squiggly writing, like signatures.
Yeah.
If you click one of them for me, any of them will be fine, and there'll be a little box underneath it that says, I acknowledge. If you could tick that for me too, and then press OK.
That's that. You have signed this document.
Perfect. Now, I've also submitted a message over to you on WhatsApp, darling. That's just so you can track your claim with me at any time whatsoever. What I would require from you is a picture of your ID and proof of address. Now, that can be anything from driver's license, passport, provisional, bus pass, if you've got that. And proof of address could be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Am I doing this just now, yeah?
Possibly can, yeah, just so it's all in the call recording.
Yeah. And that was on WhatsApp, you said, yeah?
Yes, please.
So just the copy, I've got a vehicle tax reminder for car. So do you want the whole letter or just the...
Yes, please. That'll be fine. That's not a problem. It doesn't matter what letter it is. It's just so we can read it.
All right. So I've sent the letter, and then I'll just send my driver's license as well.
Thank you.
So that's both of them sent. Did you see the company?
That's perfect. So in regards to yourself here, the only thing that I will require from you now, darling, is just a contact number for your son. If you can send that over to me, that will be fantastic. And I'm going to go ahead and submit the case for you right away. Now, if you need...
Do you just want the number for my son? Just now.
If you send it there to hand, that's perfect. Yeah. Let me just get that. Whenever you're ready.
07415.
Yep.
851.
Yep.
416.
Perfect, no problem. So I've got that on the system there for you. I will be in contact over the next few weeks. Now, your case will take anything up to 6 months because we are going to get it put through in a fast track for you.
Uh-huh.
But do not hesitate to drop me a message. As soon as we've got your updates, we will be in contact. So we could have an update in 6 weeks' time. I just have to give you the 6 months just to be on the safe side. Same with the value. Each value is different. We can't tell you what you will be looking at, but we can tell you we'll average at a minimum of 48,000 per client. Okay, darling?
Okay.
No problem. So I do hope you have a lovely evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Anything else
you need from... Yeah?
Sorry, can I just say thank you very much, because you've put me at ease, and my sister had said that you were really nice in that, and obviously you take what somebody starts saying and that, but you've been really nice and understanding and that, and I know it's your job, you could tell someone.
Well,
you know,
we understand that you have not obviously had the best kind of, you're not claiming for something that you've been involved in, that's something that's joyful or something that's nice and happy. And the only way that I can explain it, I've done sales for so many years, and I know that in regards to speaking to people, this is very hard for me to do this, but I do kind of enjoy giving comfort to people as well and reassuring them. Now, I've done sales 4 years as well, so what I do is everything that you've explained to me, I won't change anything that you've explained to me in any way, shape or form. I just go and rewrite that and emphasize how it's made you feel then and now, and I just make sure that the case is perfect. So when we go to the providers, where we say, right, we've got this customer, we've got his information here, they can't come back at us and say, right, well, we need to know the answer to this question and we need to know the answer to that question, I'll make sure everything's done and I'll word it the best way I possibly can so you have the securest case. And I just want you to know that if you do need anyone to speak to, I mean, I'm not a therapist, but I am here and I am aware of what you've gone through now. So instead of you going to speak to somebody and explaining your situation and going around it, you don't have to do that. Just send me a message and I'll give you a call as soon as I've got 5 minutes there. And then that way as well, you know that I'm communicating with you and all of your siblings, so you are all in one place, and that way you are all together. Okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate
that. No problem whatsoever. Well, I'll get that sent off right away. I hope you have a lovely evening. Go and relax yourself now. Go and make a brew and chill out. And if there's anything I can do, you pop me a message on WhatsApp and I'll give you a call straight back. All right, darling?
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for your time, Tommy, and I'll keep you updated.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.